when one day he got a letter from the MacCallum Mor, which caused him much thought, though he said nothing of it to his family, and left it, for certain reasons, unanswered. It ran as follows. The MacCallum Mor and Roderick MacDhu, the Scotch All-Wool Tartan Clothing Mart, Copthall Court, E.C., 30th September, 1892. Dear Sir, I trust you will pardon the liberty which I take in writing to you, but I am desirous of making an inquiry, and I am informed that you have been sojourning during the summer in Aberdeenshire, Scotland, N.B. My partner, Mr. Roderick MacDhu, as he appears for business reasons on our billheads and in our advertisements, his real name being Emmanuel Moses Marks of London, went early last month to Scotland, N.B., for a tour, but as I have only once heard from him shortly after his departure, I am anxious lest any misfortune may have befallen him. As I have been unable to obtain any news of him on making all inquiries in my power, I venture to appeal to you. His letter was written in deep dejection of spirit, and mentioned that he feared a judgment had come upon him for wishing to appear as a Scotchman on Scottish soil, as he had one moonlight night shortly after his arrival seen his wrath. He evidently...